B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin Daf Pei Dalet. We're going to start from the Mishnah, 7 lines from the top of Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Anshei Chotzer v'Anshei Mirpeset. A Chotzer is a courtyard, and typically it's shared by all the people who have entrances or exits into this Chotzer. What the Anshei Mirpeset? The top floor, the upper floors of these homes that are sharing the Chotzer, they share their own balcony, and that's, so to speak, a chotzer that belongs to the people who live at the top. The people at the top made an eruv chatzeris between themselves to be able to use the shared mirpeset. The people on the lower level, they made an eruv chatzeris to be able to use the chotzer on ground level. But since they did not make a Ruvei Chatzeris between them, then they are, so to speak, considered as a different Rishus. We've already seen previously a sugya where you've got a wall between two Chatzeris, and let's assume that this wall is 4 Tvachim wide, it's considered a Rishus, then it's a single, so to speak, a Rishus that is shared or is shared by both sides. That means both sides, there's two chatzeris that are not connected, that are both trying to use that wall. And that's an issue. It's an issue to have a single rishus shared by two other rishuyos that they do not have an eruvei chatzeris between them, then neither of them are actually allowed to carry from that rishus into their own chotzer on either side. So what happens if you have such a scenario? You've got the people in the chotzer with one eruv, the people in the mirpeset at the top with another eruv, and in the chotzer you have a pillar, which is 10 tvachim high, or let's leave the height for now, they have a pillar or a pile of rubble, or whatever it is. So anshei chotzer, who have their own independent eruv, v'anshei mirpeset, who have their own independent eruv, sheshachachu v'loy eruv, they forgot to make an eruv v'chatzeris, merging the two of them together. Then kol shegavaya asara tochim, if there's a pillar or a mound of some sort in the chotza that is 10 tfochim high, then l'mirpeset. As we've seen this concept earlier on, that if you have a rishus, that even though it's bordering two rishuyos, one on each side, where they do not have a united eruv, there's a problem, there's a restriction with either of them you carrying to and from this area in the center. However, if one side uses the area very easily and the other side has to exert much more effort before using it, then we say that the usage of this area in between is exclusively to the side, to the rishus which uses it easily, and the rishus that uses it more difficult is not allowed to use that rishus. So if you have a pillar which is 10 tvachim high, 10 tvachim high is too high to be used for the type of usages that a chotzer would use. The types of usages, residential usages of a chotzer, are quite heavy use, and heavy use, it's not easy to do that 10 tfachim off the ground. However, the people who are from the mirpeset, they're on the higher level. For them, it's easy to use the top of a pillar or a mound which is 10 tfachim high. And therefore, if it's kol shegavoya asara tfachim, if this mound or pillar is 10 tfachim high, l'mirpeset, then the use of the top of this pillar is exclusively to the people on the upper layer, on the upper level. Pochis mikan. If, however, the pillar is less than 10 tfachim high, then l'chotzer, because for the people in the chotzer, it's easy to use a surface that is less than 10 tfachim high, and it's more difficult for the people on the upper level to use it, and we're going to see more on this in the Gemara. Similarly, chulyas haboyer, we've learned already about this chulya. If you have a pit, and when they would dig out the pit, they would take the rubble, the earth, from inside the pit and use it to create a wall going around the sides of the pit. And this wall has some height. Or vahasela, or a rock in the middle of this chotzer. Gavoye masara tvachim, if either the wall going around the pit or the rock is 10 tvachim high, the same as we saw before. L'mir peset, it's the people on the upper level that have easy use, the people on the lower level have difficult use, and therefore we allow the upper level to use it. pochis mikan. If, however, they are lower than 10 tfachim, lechotzer, then they are serving the chotzer. The Mishnah says, Bamed vorim amurim, besmucha. When is this true? These halachas, that if the wall is 10 tfachim high, then it serves the upper level, that's only if it's close to the mirpeset, not more than 4 tfachim away from the mirpeses. That's called smucha. Aval b'mufleges, however, if it's far away from the upper level, afilu gvoya asar tfachim, even if it's 10 tfachim high, lechotzer, then it serves the chotzer no less than it serves the upper level, because the upper level cannot use it easily either, because they have to throw in order to be able to use it. And they have to throw 4 tfachim, which is an effort, and it's no less effort than it is to throw from the chotzer up onto the 10 tfachim to use it, and therefore they equal out. Ve'ezui smucha, what's considered close? Kol she'ena rechoik arba tfachim, if it's not 4 tfachim away from the mirpeses. That's the Mishnah, and I've especially kept it a little bit vague because the Gemara is going to discuss this more at length now. Let's see the Gemara. So Gemara is now going to start with a whole list of cases which we take for granted because we've already learnt them in Mishnayos and Brisos and Amiroim in Maseches Erevin. So Pshita, one thing is clear, says the Gemara, Lezeh bePesach. And before we carry on, the Gemara is going to use terminology here, which we have to get used to. Pesach, the translation, is a doorway. But the Gemara is going to use Pesach as being easy to use. In the same way as it's easy to go through a doorway, it's easy to use an opening, a window, which is less than 10 tefachim high. It's easy to use. That's called Pesach. So the Gemara is going to use the term Pesach for something which is easy, called Nachas. It's comfortable to use. And then there's going to be another two ways of using an area, which is not Nachas. One of them is called Zrika, which means if the area is way above, you have to throw. Whether you're going to throw something so it should stay up there, or if you're going to throw a pail up there to be pull down some of the contents from whatever's up there, that's called zrika, and that's more difficult to use. And then there's another way of using it, and that's called shilshul. Shilshul means lowering down. If the surface you're trying to use is lower down from where you are, then you have to lower a pail down to either draw water or to pick up whatever's on the lower surface or to place something on the lower surface. That's called b'shilshul. And now we're going to contrast these three different types of usages and try and understand which halachas are clear and which are less. So pshita, lezeh b'pesach or lezeh b'pesach. If you have two different chatzeres, they do not have an eruvei chatzeres between them, and both are using an area in between them very casually, very benachas, bepesach it's called, then that we know the halachas. Hainu, that is exactly the halacha that we saw in Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Chaloyin shebein shtei chatzeres, you have two chatzeres with a window which is less than 10 tfachim high in between them, then we've already learned exactly what the halachas are in that case. Lezeh bezrika or lezeh bezrika. If the area in between two chatzeres, neither chotzer is using the area bepesach easily, but they're both using it by throwing. Lezeh bezrika or lezeh bezrika. Hainu, this is exactly the case we saw in the fine Vavamut base, that koisel shabein base chatzeres. If you have a wall which is 10 tvachim high between two chatzeres, we learned that lochas already over there. Lezeh b'shilshul or lezeh b'shilshul. In the event that the two chatzeres both use this area in between them by lowering, hainu, that is exactly the case we saw in Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis, charitz, if you have a ditch, shebein beis chatzeres, between two chatzeres, and the ditch is 10 tvachim deep, and each chotzer, that means the chotzer on each side, would want to use it, such a ditch, we've already learned the halachas there. Lezeh b'pesach or lezeh b'zrika. If for one of them it's comfortable, it's easy to use, like Pesach, the other one is zrika, it's high up. Hainu de Rabbe bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Nachman. That's the case we saw on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph from Rabbe bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Nachman, and we spoke there about two chatzeres that were on different levels, and for one of the chatzeres the wall was less than 10 tefachim high. That's called bepesach. For the other chotzer, the chotzer that was lower down, this wall was 10 tefachim high. It's bezrika. So we already discussed that previously. If one chotzer uses the area in between easily and the other one has to lower down, Hainu derev Shizbi, Omer of Nachman. That was the case that we saw in the Ein Zayin Omer Aleph from Shizbi, Omer of Nachman, where you've got a ditch where one chotzer is 10 tvachim above the base of the ditch and the other chotzer is less than 10 tvachim from the base of the ditch. So one of them is bepesach. Anything less than 10 tvachim is called bepesach, it's called benachas. And the other one, which is 10 tvachim, is called shilshul. So that we've already seen previously. Where's there going to be the discussion here? Lezeh b'shilshul or lezeh b'zrika. If neither of them are bepesach and they don't have the same level of difficulty of effort, namely that they're both bezrika or both b'shilshul, but one of them is b'shilshul and one of them is bezrika, which means that you have one of the chatzeres which are way above this area in between, and there's one chotzer which is way below it. So the lower chotzer can only use this area in between by throwing up, and the upper chotzer can only use it by lowering down. So they're both not easy and comfortable. They both have to exert some effort. Do we say that since they both have to exert effort, it's the same as zeh b'shilshul v'zeh b'shilshul or zeh b'zrika v'zeh b'zrika? Or no? Do we say that since it's easier to lower down than to throw, then lowering down relative to throwing is considered nachas? And then we say that the area in between can be used exclusively by the chotzer on top, who just has to lower down, and it's easier for them to do that. And that's going to be a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Zelezeh b'shilshul lezeh b'zrika mai. Omer Rav. Rav says shneim asurim. He says since they're not both benachas, or more accurately, since one of them is not benachas and the other one is kosher, is hard, they both have some level of difficulty, therefore it's exactly the same as zeh kosher v'zeh kosher, and they restrict each other from using the area in between. Or Shmuel or Mashmuel argues and says, noisne noise lezeh shebashilshul, we give it to the chotzer above, that they use the area in between by lowering, because relative to throwing up, which is what the lower chotzer has to do, lowering down, which is what the upper chotzer has to do, is much easier. It's considered nachas, it's considered pesach, and therefore we give the area in between exclusively to the upper chotzer. Why? Shelezeh tashmishoy benachas. The use of this area in between for the upper chotzer is easy. Ulezeh tashmishoy bekosher, and for the lower chotzer who has to throw relative to lowering down, throwing is harder. And the rule is, and we saw this rule already before in Daf Ein Zayin Amud Aleph, the kol dovor shetashmishoy lezeh benachas or lezeh bekosher. Any area that's used by two chatzeres or two people, two rishuyes, where they did not make an eruv between themselves, and one of them uses it benachas and one of them uses it bekosher, noisnin oisei lezeh shetashmishoy benachas, we give the use of the area in between to the one who uses it easily. That was the Hakdoma. That was the introduction to the next sugya. A machlekes Rav and Shmuel when it's a zeh b'shilshul v'zeh b'zrika. And now the Gemara is obviously going to try and relearn our Mishnah and see whether we have proof one way or another. Says the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah, Anshei Chotzer, if you have the people on the lower level, the people in the chotzer, V'anshei Mirpeset, and the people from the higher level, Sheshachachu v'lo irvu, they did not make an eruv between each other, and now you have an amud, or a tail, a mound, or a pillar of 10 tvachim high, or we'll soon see how high, in serving, or in this chotzer, which could serve both the Mirpeset and the chotzer. So this pillar is exactly such a reshus, which is used by the people lower down on the chotzer and the people higher up in the mirpeset. Kol shegavoya asara tvachim, if this pillar is 10 tvachim high, le mirpeset, then the people in the mirpeset can use it. Pochis mikan, if it's less than 10 tvachim high, le chotzer, then the people in the chotzer can use it. Kosol kodaitoch, and we assume that when it says mirpeset, my mirpeset, then it means bnei aliyo. That means it's true that the mirpeset itself is usually very low, 10 tvachim off the ground. But the merpeset is serving the people in the upper floor. And the upper floor is much higher than 10 tvachim. And there's a ladder between the merpeset and the doors of the upper floor. So the usages of this omud of this pillar in this chotzer is actually not done from the merpeset, because nobody's living on the merpeset. It's done from the aliyah, from the much higher level, which means that you've got one set of people which are very high up, which is way above 10 tefachim, above the 10 tefachim pillar, and you've got the people on the chotzer. So we assume that mirpeset means b'nei aliyah, which is very high up. And umay dekori lo mirpeset, and the only reason we call them the people of the mirpeset, even though the mirpeset is much lower and they are much higher, dekasol ki b'mirpeset, because the way they can go up to their aliyah, the way they go up to their homes, is via this mirpeset, which is lower down. So what do we see from here? Alma, kol lezeh b'shilshul ulezeh b'zrika. In the case of where you've got this omud is 10 tefachim high, so if the omud is less than 10 tefachim high, then as far as the chotzer is concerned, it's benachas. But if it's 10 tefachim high, then for the people in the chotzer, it's called zrika. For the people at the top, which are much higher up, it's the bnei aliyah, it's shilshul. It's more than 10 tefachim that they below them, they have to lower down. So you've got exactly the case of zeh b'shilshul v'zeh b'zrika, and noisnin oisel zeh b'shilshul. The Mishnah says l'merpeset. You give it to the upper layer, the upper level. So you see clearly, like Shmuel, it seems to be exactly like Shmuel that when you have zeh b'shilshul v'zeh b'zrika, that you give it to the upper level. And how's Rav going to deal with this? So answers the Gemara, no. Kada Omar Rav Huna. We're not talking about the people who only live on the top floor. We're talking about people that live on the level of the merpeset. Possibly the doors of their homes are as low as the merpeset. And if so, the people on the top level are less than 10 tefachim above the top of this pillar. So you've got a case where the pillar is 10 tefachim high. So for the people in the chotzer, it's zrika. For the people on top, they are less than 10 tefachim above this pillar, so it's called benachas. Zeh benachas with zeh bezrika. Everybody agrees that you give it to the upper level. And that's what the Mishnah says, that you give it to the merpeses. So that's how Rav is going to have to explain this first halacha in the Mishnah. So kada omer vuna l'oison adorim b'merpeset, the same way as Rav Huna says that in a different case, that we're talking about the people who live on the lower level of the merpeses, hochanami, so to here we're talking about hadorim b'merpeses, as we explained. Asks the Gemara, I hochi eima seifa. What does it say immediately after that? That pochis mikan, if the pillar is less than 10 tefachim off the ground, then l'chotzer. It would seem that you give it to the people in the chotzer. The problem is, amai, why should that be true? If the people are living on the level of the merpeset, and the merpeset is about 10 tefachim off the ground, so if you have a pillar which is less than 10 tefachim high, then it's benachas for both of them. The people in the chotzer can use it easily, bepesachs, like an entranceway, because it's less than 10 tefachim off the ground, and the people in the merpeset can use it easily because it's less than 10 tefachim below them. So it's lezeh b'pesach or lezeh b'pesachu. Why do you say it's lechotzer? It's if it's equally serving both and it's as easy as each other. We already said before, if it's zeh b'pesach or zeh b'pesach, they restrict each other to use this area in between. Answers the Gemara, you're right. My lechotzer, when the Mishnah says that when the pillar is less than 10 tefachim, it's lechotzer, it doesn't mean it's exclusively to the chotzer. No, it means af lechotzer. Not only is it benachas to the people who are living on top, because according to Rav, it's talking about the merpeses, the people are living on the level of the merpeses, which is less than 10 tefachim off from the top of the omud. It's also benachas for the people in the chotzer, af lechotzer. And therefore, shneim asurim, since they're both benachas, they're both restricted, they're both not allowed to use the top of this pillar. Hachanami mistabra. And it will bring you proof that, I'm saying, this is all Rav talking. And Rav is now going to say, even you, the people who understood like Shmuel, also have to agree with me that when the Mishnah uses the words lechotzer, it doesn't mean it's unique to the chotzer and exclusive to the chotzer and they can carry on the pillar. It means that it's also used by the chotzer and therefore nobody can carry on it. Where do we see that? Hochanami mistabra. Midiktani Sefer from the very end of the Mishnah. What does it say at the end of the Mishnah? Bamedvar Mamurim, when is it true that if the pillar is 10 tefachim high, then it belongs to the people that can use it are the people of the Mirpeses. And let's remember, according to Shmuel, this is talking about that it's much, much higher. It's the Bnei Aliyah, not Bnei Mirpeses. And it's much higher. Since it's 10 tefachim off the ground, it's Zrika for the lower level, Shilshul for the upper level. And according to Shmuel, Shilshul overrides Zrika. But b'medvorim amurim besmucha, that's all true when this omud is close to the Mirpeses, or to the Aliyah. Aval b'mufleges, however, if this pillar is far from the Aliyah, 4 tefachim, afilu gevoya 10 tefachim, even if it's 10 tefachim high, lechotzer, then it serves the chotzer. And the question is, what does it mean? My lechotzer. It serves the chotzer. It's true, the chotzer use it bezrika, irrespective of how far this pillar is from the aliyah. Nothing's changed as far as the people in the chotzer are concerned. The chotzer always use it bezrika. Just if it's close to the aliyah, the aliyah use it b'shilshul. And Shmuel says shilshul overrides zrika. However, if it's far away, then throwing something, the effort it takes to throw something 4 tefachim away from you, and then b'shilshul, shilshul with throwing is as difficult, is the same effort as zrika, and then it's the same. Then even Shmuel agrees there's no preference to the upper chotzer, to the upper people, to the Bnei Aliyah, over the people in the chotzer. So then it's both are using the chotzer with the same effort. Not the chotzer, both are using this pillar with the same effort, and it should be osur. Even though the Mishnah uses the term lechotzer, it must mean the chotzer also. My lechotzer. When it says the end of the Mishnah lechotzer, ilayma lechotzer, could it mean that the people in the chotzer can use it v'shari? And it's mutter for them to use it exclusively? Amai, reshusu detarvayuhu. It's not serving the chotzer more easily than it's serving the people in the aliyah. The people in the aliyah have to throw it for tefachim and then be mashalshil, and the people in the lower chotzer use it bezrika. It's the same. Elomai lechotzer. What does the word lechotzer mean? Af lechotzer. It must mean that it's serving also the chotzer. If the pillar is right next to the aliyah, and the aliyah using it b'shilshul, and the people in the chotzer have to do zrika, then relative to zrika, shilshul is easy, and then it doesn't serve the chotzer, because the chotzer have to put in so much effort, namely zrika, so we just disregard them, and we give the omud to the people in Aliyah. But now that it's far away, it's af lechotzer. It's not serving the chotzer less than it's serving the people in Aliyah. Ushneim asurim, and both are awesome. And that we have to say, according to Shmuel, the way that Rav is going to explain this part of the Mishnah is something which is going to see, we're going to have to learn on Daf Pehe. There's a reason that the Rashi and the Rishonim here explain that this raya is from Shmuel, as we explained. Hachanami so too, coming back to Rav, that when Rav says that when the omud is less than 10 tefachim off the ground, and we said that the people, according to Rav, the people living on the top are living on the Mirpeses, which is close to 10 tefachim off the ground. And they're both less, that means both the people on the Mirpeses and the people on the ground are less than 10 tefachim from the top of this pillar, which itself is less than 10 tefachim. And the Mishnah says, if it's less than 10 tefachim, lechotzer. It must mean, hochanami, my lechotzer. What's the word lechotzer mean? Af lechotzer, it's serving the chotzer as easily as it's serving the people on the Mirpeses. Ushneim asurim, and both are restricted from using this pillar. Shma mino. That's how we have to learn the Mishnah. Continues the Gemara, we're moving now to the second half of the Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Chulyas HaBoyer, the pit, the wall around the pit, Vasela, or the rock in the middle of the Chotzer, Shehem Gvoyim Masara, if they're 10 tefachim high, Lemirpeses, they're serving the Mirpeses. Pochis Mikan, if the wall of the chulia or the rock is less than 10 tefachim high, then lechotzer. And this is going to be learned exactly the same way as we learned that in the beginning of the Mishnah, when it's talking about the mound or the pillar, that according to Rav, it's talking about the people living on the Mirpeses itself, and therefore it's very close to the top of the to the top of the Amud. Over here, it's going to be close to the top of the pit or to the rock. And according to Shmuel, it's talking about serving the people on the Aliyah. And according to Shmuel, the discussion will be that it's Shilshul versus Zrika, that Shilshul overrides. And according to Rav, the issue is going to be Nachas, or not Nachas, as we saw before. So what do we see from here? So the Gemara is bringing this part of the Braisa to bring proof, like we saw before, that when they are 10 Tfachim high, that they are serving the Mirpeses. If it's 10 Tfachim high, and we're assuming that Mirpeses are the people in the Aliyah high up, it's according to that, like we're learning in according to Shmuel, and if this rock or the Chulia is 10 Tfachim above the ground, it's serving the people on top, Bashilshul, is serving the people underneath, Bezrika, and nonetheless we say that it's Lemirpeses. So that's a proof to Shmuel. The same answers we said before, we're saying now that Rav will explain that the people on the top level are not in the Aliyah high up above the 10 Tfachim, they are very close to the 10 Tfachim off the ground, and therefore, as we said before, if the pillar is 10 Tfachim high, it's serving the people in the Mirpeses Benachas, and the people in the Chotzer Bezrika, and therefore you give it to the Mirpeses. And if it's less than 10 Tfachim, then it's serving both of them Benachas, and neither of them can use it. So then the Gemara says, Tinach Sela, all that is fine and good regarding the rock. But Boyer, Michael Amemer. In the case of the boyer, the area in the boyer that you're using is even for the people on the Mirpeses, which is relatively low, but it's true that the top of the chulia, the top of the wall around the boyer, is 10 Tfachim high and is serving the people in the Mirpeses benachas. But the boyer itself, is low down, is definitely 10 Tfachim below the people on the Mirpeses. And if so, even the people living on the Mirpeses, which is lower down, for them to use this pit, they have to use Shilshul. It's not Benachas, because the water level is 10 Tfachim below them. So it's B'Shilshul. The people on the Chotzer, even though the water is on the same level as the Chotzer, but the Chulia, the wall around, the pit is 10 Tfachim high, they have to use Zrika to throw their buckets into the pit. Even though the water level is lower down, they need to use Zrika. So in the case of Boyer, it's always a case of, even according to Rav, where you say we're talking about the lower people, the people on the Mirpeses, it's still Zer B'Zrika V'Zer B'Shilshul. And then you see clearly that the Mishnah says that you give it, if it's 10 Tfachim high, then you give it to the Mirpeses. So you see clearly, like Shmuel, that Zer B'Shilshul V'Zer B'Zrika, you give it to the person, you give it to the upper person. And how's Rav going to understand this? Michael Meimar answers the Gemara, Omer Yitzhak Breder of Yehuda, Hocha Beboyer Maleo Mayim Oskinon. No, we're talking about that the pit is full of water. That means right to the top is full of water. So the water level is less than 10 Tfachim from the Mirpeses. And then again, it's Benachas. The people underneath have to do Zrika. The people on top is Benachas. And that's why you give it to the people in the Mirpeses. Asks the Gemara of Achasira, but it's the water level is going to go down on Shabbos, and if the water level is going to go down, and it's then going to be less than 10 Tfachim, or more than 10 Tfachim away from the people on the Mirpeses, and again it's going to be Zrika versus Shilshul, and according to Rav, Zrika and Shilshul both are going to be Asa. So it's very good that at the beginning of Shabbos you can say it's Lemirpeses because the water level is so close to them, but some point on Shabbos it's going to become Asa. Says the Gemara, no, Kiven de Chimalia Shario, since when Shabbos came in, the pit was full. It was mutter for the people of the Mirpeses to use the pit. Kichosra Nami Shario, we have this rule that Shabbos, that Kihutra, when it was mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, it stays mutter the whole of Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Adarabba, I'm going to ask you the question the other way around. Kiven dechichasra asera, since in the event that there was no water there, or if the water was very, very low, then we're back to what we said, that it's shilshul for the people on top, zrika for the people underneath. According to Rav, they're both asa. So since if there would be no water in it, it would be osir for the top people to use it. Kimalyom, even now that there's water in it, nami osra, because water is not bittel, it's not there to stay. People draw the water, and therefore water cannot be considered as a filler. And if it's not considered as a filler, even when the water is full, it should be considered as if the use of the boir for the people on the merpeset is bezrika, and for the people in the chotzer, it's beshilshul, and the people in the chotzer, it's bezrika. And according to Rav, it should be asa. And the Mishnah says no. The Mishnah says lemerpeset, the people in the merpeset can use it. Ela Oma Abaya explains that the case of boir must be talking about hocha beboir meleo peiros oskinon. We're talking about that there's fruits there, and fruits which are a solid base, and we're talking here about the people in the merpeset are going to use and place things on top of the fruits, and therefore for them it's less than 10 tefachim, it's called benachas, and for the people underneath, since the wall around the pit is 10 tefachim high, for them it's zerika, and therefore we give it to the people on the upper level. Asks the Gemara, what does it help that there's fruits? V'chosri. But the fruits also are not bottled to the pit, because people take out the fruits on Shabbos. And then again, there's a chance that the pirates, that they could lower, and not only that they could lower, even if they don't go down in their level, the very fact that people would take them away, they're not bottled there. So then it's considered as if the boir, the use, is much lower down. And then it's zeh bezrika v'zeh b'shilshul, and again it should be osur for both. Answers the Gemara b'tivla. We're talking about that the fruits themselves are tevel, which means that trumas and maestras have not been taken. They're mukta on Shabbos. And since they're mukta on Shabbos, no one is going to take them away. And since they're there to stay for Shabbos, then it's bottle there. And what, like we saw earlier on with the Aronaki, that since it's mukta, it's bottle there. And then the people of the merpeset, they can use the surface at the top of the fruits to put things down on it. And for them, since it's less than 10 tefachim, because we're talking about the people of the merpeset, according to Rav, it's less than 10 tefachim. And therefore, for them it's considered nachas, for the people in the chotzer it's considered zrika, and therefore we give it to the people in the merpeses. Daikanami, and I'll even bring you proof that we're talking about a solid, that the pit is full of something solid that's there to stay. Diktoni, dumya de sela, because the Mishnah puts the boir together with the rock. Shmamino, in the same way as the rock is a solid surface which they put things on top of, so to the boir, that's the case we're talking about. Ask the Gemara, v'lomoli lemisna boir, v'lomoli lemisna sela. Now that in the event that we're talking about water, then it's a chiddush that the people on top can use it. But now that we're saying we're talking about fruits of tevel, and we're using the top as a base, it's exactly the same as the rock. Why do I need to say both halachas? Tzricha, the iish minon sela, if it would just say the case of the rock, in the hope that we would understand on our own that fruits that are tevel, which are bottled there, have the same status as a rock, I may have thought, deleka lemigzar, only a rock, there's no reason to make a decree, a ban on a rock. Everybody knows the rock is the rock, and the people on top can use it easily, the people underneath bezrika, and therefore the people on top are the only ones that can use it. Aval boir, in the case of the pit, even when it's filled with fruits that are bottled there, ligzer zimnin demalya peris mesukonim, we should ban using such a pit, even for the people on top, because maybe in another event, in another circumstance, in another week, they're going to use a boir, a pit full of fruits that are not tevel, and those fruits are not going to be bottled there. In which case, the people at the top, it's considered as if they're using it b'shilshul, and the people underneath are using it b'zrika. And according to Rav, if one is b'zrika and one is b'shilshul, both are restricted. Tzricha, that's why we need the Mishnah to say no, that if it's filled with fruits of tevel, then we're not worried that you're going to get confused with another case, and it's as if the boir is full, and you're using the top of the fruits to put things down on, and since this top area is less than 10 tefachim from the people of the merpeses, it's zeh benachas v'zeh bezrika, and therefore we give it exclusively to the people who are using it benachas. Toshima, anshei chotzer v'anshei aliyah sheshochachu v'lo irvu. What happens if you have a case, you have the people in the chotzer, and the people, the anshei aliyah, the people who live on the top level, they didn't make the eruv with each other. Anshei chotzer mishtamshim ba'asara atachtoinim. In the event that you've got a wall, and this wall could be serving both the chotzer underneath and the people on the top, So the halacha is that the people of the Chotzer, they use the lower 10 tvachim. Now let's assume now that these aliyah are very high up. They're very high up. So for as far as the people in the aliyah, they are way above 10 tvachim off the ground. So the lower 10 tvachim is only benachas for the people on the lower level. And therefore the anshei chotzer mishtamshim basar tachtoinim, because for them, the lower 10 tvachim is benachas for them. If there's a ledge coming out of this wall, or if there's a groove in the wall, wherever it is to use this wall, the lower 10 tvachim is exclusively for them. V'anshei aliyah mishtamshim basar elyonim. The top 10 tvachim, which are benachas, they are less than 10 tvachim away from the people on the top level, for them it's benachas. For the people underneath, that would be zrika. And if zeh benachas or zeh bezrika, you give it to the top level, who are using it benachas. Ketzad, in what case are we talking about? Ziz, a ledge, yotze min hakoisel, lemata me'asor, if there's a ledge coming out of this wall, less than 10 tvachim off the ground, lechotzer, the people in the chotzer can use it, because for them it's benachas, and the people on top, for them it's shilshul, zeh benachas or zeh beshilshul, everyone agrees, you give it to the one who's using it benachas. Lemayla me'asor, le'aliyah, if it's the top 10 tvachim, then it's benachas for the people on top, and they can use this ledge. Hard de beina beina, but the area in between, which is more than 10 tvachim off the ground and lower than 10 tvachim from the top, it's zeh b'shilshul v'zeh b'zrika. And what's the halacha? Asur. Because it says clearly in the Braisa that the top 10 tvachim are for the people in Aliyah, the lower 10 tvachim for the people in the Chotzer. It seems that in the middle, nobody can use it. Why can no one use it? If there was a ledge coming out in the middle, according to Shmuel, of course the people on top could use it, because the people on top could use it by doing shilshul, by lowering down. The people underneath could only use it by throwing up. And Shmuel says, if you have shilshul versus zrika, you give it to the people who do shilshul. And here you see clearly the area in between is asa, and this seems to be proof to Rav. Says the Gemara, no. Omer of Nachman, hocha b'koisel tisha asar askinon. We're talking about what this Bryce is talking about, a wall which is all of 19 tvachim. V'ziz yoytze imenu, and there's a ledge sticking out. Lemato me'asara, that means wherever you put this ledge, there's never going to be 10 tvachim both at the top and underneath. So whatever's within 10 tvachim from the top use, because it's more than 10 tvachim from the people underneath. And the same the other way around. So lemato me'asara lezeh, b'pesach lezeh b'shilshul, if this ledge is less than 10 tvachim off the ground, then it's more than 10 tvachim from the top, because the wall is 19 tvachim, and since the people on top have to use shilshul because it's more than 10 tvachim from them, and the people underneath are using it benachas as a pesach, so to speak, it's easy for them, and therefore you give it to the people underneath. Lemayla me'asara, lezeh b'pesach, lezeh b'zrika. If this ledge is above 10 tvachim, then for the people on top, it's benachas. For the people underneath, they have to throw. And we know that if it's Zeb Pesach and Zeb Zrika, then you give it to the people who use it, benachas. Toshema, we're now going to bring proof to another proof that seems to be following the opinion of Rav. And this is from a Mishnah we're going to learn later on. Shtei Gezuz Terois. If you have two balconies, Zeh L'maylo Mizu. You have two people living in an attic, or higher floor, and they each have a balcony, and the two balconies, which are each considered a Rishus HaYochid on their own, but they are hanging over the sea is a Carmelis. They want to draw water from the sea, so they make a hole inside the base of their balconies, and through the hole they lower down a bucket, a pail in order to draw water. You're not allowed to do that. You cannot take water from a karmelis, which is the sea, into your Rishus HaYochid. So we've seen previously, there's a special kula, a leniency for drawing water, and that's a concept called gut achis, which means if around this area, this 4x4 tvachim hole, which is through which they are drawing water, if they make mechitzos of 10 tvachim high, they make some wall around it, either on top of the hole on top of the balcony or suspended underneath the balcony, then we say that we assume or we perceive these walls as if they're extended all the way down, good achis mechitzta, as if the walls are going all the way down, and then it's, so to speak, the water underneath it is rishus hayochid, and you can draw the water up. So asul elyoina, what happens if you have these two balconies and one is higher than the other? They're not exactly on top of each other, obviously. They are next to each other, not very far apart. We'll learn about that later. They're not very far apart, but one is higher than the other. So if they made this hole together, between the two of them, they made this hole in the floor of the upper balcony, and they made the wall, this structure around the hole, because that's what we need in order to draw water on Shabbos. So now they, so to speak, we've got the person in the lower balcony, that's his rishus. You've got the person in the upper balcony, that's his rishus. And you have the area in where the hole is, which is actually being shared by both. They both intend to draw water from there. They made this hole together. So asu le'elyoina, in the event that they made the hole in the upper balcony, v'le asu le'tachtoina, and they did not make this hole in the lower balcony, which means that the person of the lower balcony, how is he drawing water? By throwing his bucket up to the hole, drawing the water, and then bring it back down to him. And the halacha is, shtein asuris, achi arvu, if they don't make an eruv between them, neither of them are allowed to use this hole where the water is, where they're going to draw the water from. And why are you not allowed to draw the water? Why, over here you've got a case where for the upper person it's beshilshul, he just has to lower down his pail. For the one in the lower balcony, he's got to throw his pail up to the hole and then draw water. So it's zeh bezrika v'zeh beshilshul. According to Shmuel, what would be the problem here? We should say that the person in the upper chotzer can draw the water, and the person in the lower chotzer cannot draw the water. From the fact that both are osur, you see that zeh bezrika v'zeh beshilshul is osur, exactly like Rav. And the Gemara is going to give two answers. It's not a proof to Rav. Omer of Adabar Ava, v'boin b'nei atachtoino derech elyoino lemalois. We're talking about a case where the lower person, the person in the lower balcony, he doesn't throw his bucket up, making it zrika. He actually goes up the ladder, goes into the upper merpeset, into the upper balcony, the upper of the gezusterois, and he's lowering his bucket. So if that's the way he's drawing water, then both of them are drawing the water by doing shilshul. Zeba shilshul v'zeba shilshul. We already said zeba shilshul v'zeba shilshul is similar to the case of the charit, the ditch between the two chatzeris, and they restrict each other. And then this halacha is fine, and it's not a raya to Rav. Abaye Omar. Abaye is giving another answer. And he's introducing us to a new concept, and this concept is going to take us to the end of this omet. Kegoin de kaiminon, but kaimin besoich asoro de hadodi. We have a new concept. You're right that if we were to discuss who's got the easier or who's got the harder job, then according to Shmuel, it's true that the person at the top is doing shilshul and the person underneath is doing zirika, and therefore we should really give it to the upper person. It's true. But till now, all the cases that we've had is that the shared rishus, whether it's the top of the pit, or the rock, or the amud, the pillar, or the mound, or whatever we're talking about, it's always been a question, are we giving it to the lower people or to the upper people? But the two people in discussion, they are distinctly separate rishuyos. It's either this rishus or that rishus. And if we give it to this rishus, then we can say it's exclusively to this rishus, to the exclusion of the other rishus, or to this one exclusively to the exclusion of the other one. But the fact that they are two completely different entities, we can separate them, depending on the rules that we saw. Zeh benachas, v'zeh kosher, or zeh b'shilshul, v'zeh b'zrika, depending on the whole sugis that we've learned till now. However, if the two rishuyos at hand are on very close enough to each other that we hardly can call it a separate entity, as far as rishuyos are concerned, they are almost the same entity. If so, even though, as far as how hard it is to work, you would give it to the upper person because he's using it benachas, but since the lower merpeset, the lower balcony, is so close, is less than 10 tfachim that means the height difference between the two is less than 10 tefachim, it's almost as if it's the same level, the same type of rishus. And therefore, you cannot give it exclusively to the person on top, or more accurately, giving it to the person exclusively on top would not exclude the person at the bottom, because the person at the bottom is so close to the one on top. And therefore, for a completely different reason, we cannot give it exclusively to one. And therefore, again, they're both sharing a shared area without an Eruv, and therefore it's also for both of them. Abaye Omar kegoin de kaimin betoich asora da hadodi, the two mirpesets are less than 10 tefachim apart from each other. Veloimi boye ka'omar, because now the Gemara is going to have to understand that if the whole reason why they're both asur is because they're so close to each other, exactly the same halacha would apply if they made the hole in the lower chotza. According to what we said till now, that we tried to bring a raya to Rav, that if it's zeh b'shilshul v'zeh b'zrika, so if you've got, so if you have the hole at the lower chotzer, it would be zeh b'shilshul v'zeh b'shilshul, because the person in the lower chotzer, the lower balcony, lowering down his pail, and the one at the top is also lowering down his pail. So and zeh b'shilshul v'zeh b'shilshul, we already know that they restrict each other. But now that we're saying that the problem is not that zeh b'shilshul v'zeh b'shilshul, in which case if the hole is at the top, it's zeh b'shilshul v'zeh b'zrika, and then we're going into the discussion of Rav Shmuel. Now that we're saying that the reason that they restrict each other is just because they're too close to each other, it makes no difference where the hole is, if it's at the top or the bottom. So that the Gemara is going to explain now. V'loy mi boya ka'oma. The Gemara is just intending to tell us even a bigger chiddush. Loy mi boya, not, we can take it for granted, osu l'tachtoina v'loy osu l'elyoina, that if you make the hole in the lower chotzer, in the lower balcony, the asira, that they both osur, the kiven de begoy yud da adodi kaimin, osur na adodi, that since they are so close to each other, then both of them are using shilshul, and if they're both shilshul, they have the same easy of use, and therefore we can understand they restrict each other. El afilu osu le'elyoina v'lo osu le'tachtoina, even if they make the hole in the upper balcony and not in the lower balcony, and then we would have thought, at least according to Shmuel, it should be zeh b'zrika v'zeh b'shilshul, and you should give it to the person in the upper balcony. So sol kedai t'chamin akiven de lezeh b'nachas or lezeh b'kosher. Since the person at the top is just doing shilshul, it's called b'nachas, and the person underneath has to do zrika, it's more difficult. Give it to the one who's using it in a more easier way, which is the person on top, at least according to Shmuel. Komash malon no, kiven de begoya, soro kaimin, since they are so close to each other, on the same, almost on the same level, osrona adodi, and giving it to the upper one would not be able to exclude the lower one, because he's not distinct enough, it's not far enough, it's not separated enough, and therefore it's osur, even according to Shmuel. And where do we find a similar concept? Ki hal de omer of Nachman omer Shmuel. There was a case of Nachman omer Shmuel that gag hasomuch l'rishus harabim. You had a rishus harabim, flash to the rishus harabim, you had a building, and the roof of the building was 10 tefachim above, 10 tefachim off the rishus harabim, and the people of the rishus harabim theoretically could put things onto this roof of this building. Then, however, this building, besides for having a roof, which was also serving the Rishus Harabim, it also had a Mirpeset, where a Mirpeset was less than 10 tefachim from the Rishus Harabim, and this Mirpeset was used by the Rishus HaYochid, by this owner, and they would go from this Mirpeset and use the roof from there as well. That means this roof was serving also the Mirpeset and also the Rishus Harabim. And that means the roof itself is, so to speak, a shared area, an area that can be used by two different entities, also by the person in the Mirpeset and also by the Rishus Harabim. And the halacha is Sulam Kavua. Tzorech Sulam Kavua La'atirei. If you have a very fixed ladder going up onto the roof from the attic, from the Repeset. It's a discussion in the Rishonim how it works. But if you have a very fixed ladder going from the Rishus HaYochid up onto the roof, then you've made it clear that this is my roof to the exclusion of Rishus HaRabim. The very fact that you've got a fixed ladder there says it's only to be used permanently by the people in the Chotzer, and there's, so to speak, no right for the Rishus HaRabim to use it. And obviously then the roof is used exclusively by the person who's in the Merpeset, and then it's okay, and then there's no issue whatsoever. Sulam kavua in, but that's only if there's a fixed ladder. Sulam arai loy. If you've only got a temporary ladder, and while the ladder is there, the people in the Merpeset or the people in the Aliyah would use the roof. When the ladder is not there, then it's serving the Rishus HaRabim just as much as it's serving the people on the Merpeset. And what's the halacha? In that case, the roof is, it's going to be also for anyone to use the roof. It's restricted. Why? Because we assume that it's serving the people in the Merpeset and the people in the Rishus HaRabim, and they're restricting each other because there's no Eruv between them. My Tama. Now, the question is, why don't we say over there that it's serving the Rishus HaRabim with Zrika, because it's 10 Tfachim, the roof is 10 Tfachim above the Rishus HaRabim, it's called Zrika. The Merpeset is less than 10 Tfachim to the roof. So it's serving the Merpeset, Benachas. So now you have the same roof that's serving also the Merpeset, also Rishus HaRabim, Ze Benachas, Ze Bezrika. Why don't you say that the Merpeset overrides the Rishus HaRabim? My Tama. Love is the reason not. Mishum de kiven de besoich asara da dodi kaimi. Since the Merpeset is less than 10 tfachim off the Rishus HaRabim, then giving it to the Merpeset to use would not exclude the Rishus HaRabim, because the Rishus HaRabim itself is almost on the same level as the Merpeset. There isn't 10 tfachim between them. And that since giving it to the Rishus HaRabim, giving it to the Merpeset does not exclude the Rishus HaRabim, therefore they restrict each other. But indeed, if they would have restricted each other, then we would give it to the one that uses it benachas, like Shmuel says. So this is proof to what Abaya said before, that even according to Shmuel, where one is using it benachas and one is using it bezrika, nonetheless, we would not let the one who's using it benachas use it, because the other rishus is very close to this rishus, and therefore they cannot exclude each other. And therefore, Osra Na'adodi, Maskif Lar of Papa. Rav Papa says, no, you can't bring me proof from there. It could be over there we're talking about that the reason that they restrict each other, even according to Shmuel, is because it's not Zeh Benachas v'Zeh Bezrika. It's Zeh Benachas v'Zeh Benachas. How can it be Zeh Benachas v'Zeh Benachas? The Merpeset is called Benachas because it's less than 10 Tvachim to the roof. How can it be that the Rishus HaRabim are using it Benachas if it's more than 10 Tvachim? We've learned the whole sugya, the whole daf we learned, that more than 10 Tvachim is not called Benachas. The answer is, you're right. In a Chotzer, the typical uses of a Chotzer are heavy use, and above 10 Tvachim, it's uncomfortable to use an area for the typical usages of a Chotzer above 10 Tvachim. But this roof, which is flush with the Rishus HaRabim, people could easily use it to take off their scarves, to put their hats down on it. So it's serving the Rishus HaRabim benachas, even though it's above 10 tfachim. So then it's benachas to the Rishus HaRabim and benachas to the Merpeset. And that's why they restrict each other. So you don't have proof from here to Abaya's logic. Let's see that inside. Maskiv Lar of Papa. V'dilma, maybe the reason that over there it's restricted is kasherabim mekatfin olav. If the people in the public in the Rishus HaRabim are adjusting themselves or leaning on or getting close to the roof, bekumsa v'sudra, they put their hats and scarves onto the roof. Zeh benachas v'zeh benachas, everybody agrees that they restrict each other. And that's how we've refuted the proof from this case of Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. It's not a proof to what Abaya explained Shmuel before. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.